Today's a depressing day, apparently.
Well, that's cheered us up, hasn't it?
I know it has. Well, January often is a difficult month, isn't it?
Yeah, credit card bill comes through.
Ghost of Christmas past, as we always call it in our household.
Yeah, ugh.
That comes through. A lot of people aren't paid until the end of the month. And Christmas suddenly seems a long, 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 long time ago.
Yeah, so we're going to give you some tips, really, of how you can stay on top of your mental health this January. Dr. Catherine Huckle is a psychologist at the University of Surrey and joins us now. Good morning to you, Doctor.
Good morning. Hi.
So January is hard for people. Why?
Well, I think it's some of those things that you've mentioned there already. There's lots of the debt hanging over from Christmas. It's a long month for pay. The weather is not great. I think by about the third week of January, any New Year's resolutions have sort of fallen by the wayside and we return to old habits, which can make us feel like this is just another year. Things are exactly the same as they were last year. So it can be a bit of a drag on our mood in those terms. I think it's also worth saying, though, that sort of feeling a bit blue and a bit low in response to those sorts of things is a really normal, understandable human response to sort of the ups and downs of everyday life. And it's important to sort of distinguish that between a situation of clinical depression. But that kind of feeling blue and low is really understandable at this time of year.
Yeah, absolutely. So if anyone does feel like they're struggling, what would be your advice for them?
We kind of normally focus on the basic needs first, so kind of trying to make sure that you're getting some exercise, that you're getting enough sleep, that you're eating well, those kinds of things. Sort of balancing your time between things that you have to do, so those kind of to-do list type items, but also making time for things that you do purely for fun and purely for pleasure and for relaxation, because those things can sort of fall off our priority list sometimes. But also talking to people. We know that connecting with other people, that kind of social connectedness, is really, really good for our well-being, and kind of help us recover when we're feeling particularly low, but also brings a different perspective into whatever we're thinking about, and helps to normalise. So if you go into work today and say, oh, I'm fed up, I'm kind of down in the dumps, January is awful, sometimes just hearing your colleagues go, oh, yeah, me too, let's get a coffee later or something like that, can just help us to lift our mood a little bit. So talking is always a good thing.
Very good. I like the advice of talking and indeed coffee. Dr. Catherine Huckle, a psychologist at the University of Surrey.
Even better, somebody else is paying for it. Let's jump now